flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Quick woot 'em on a happy hour Friday. I wasn't ready yet. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Happy hour Friday. Final hour for us. Super Bowl weekend straight ahead. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into that Super Bowl conversation. Everything you're looking forward to in the game. We kind of broke down kind of the matchups and what needs to happen. But just kind of generally, like, what are you excited to see? What do you think the game's going to look like? Who's going to have a great game? All that stuff in about 20 minutes. We'll get to an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40, as we always do. Phone lines will be open 404-726-0929. Call us up, ask us anything, and we'll get to the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes, which will be a further reaction to what the Hawks did yesterday at the trade deadline.
Do you still got them props up?
Uh-huh, yeah.
What's the national anthem? Who's singing the national anthem?
Oh, those are good questions. Okay, these are the novelty bets. Let's scroll down here. Those are player props, something like that.
I'm here, just curious.
No anthem. They don't have those.
They don't have
them? Yeah, that's kind of annoying.
I was curious who was singing the national anthem and how long it was. Can I tell you the funniest thing? One of the guys at ESPN does, wait, ESPN bet Fortenbaum, whatever, he was talking about the bets for that right there. And he's like, one time he actually was in – overheard the rehearsal.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and recorded it. And recorded time.
So he knew.
Yeah, so he knew.
Oh, John Batiste. That's the guy that we saw on TV yesterday, who's like the leader of the Tonight Show band on the Stephen Colbert show.
Okay.
So he's singing it.
Okay, gotcha.
I have no idea if he's like a drawn out kind of guy, or if he's to the point.
All right, okay.
He's a New Orleans jazz musician originally.
So is he going to play an instrument then?
That's a good question.
He's kind of plays piano.
Yeah, so I'm saying. So is he going to play?
I'm sure he plays a lot of
instrument, or does he sing? No, meaning is he going to do the instrument anthem?
All right.
Instrumental anthem, or is he going to blow sing?
I didn't even know he was singing it until 2 seconds ago. So I don't know.
Bo comes out, he's a jazz guy.
I know.
Bo does say that he's going to sing it.
He's going to sing it? Okay. Okay, that's all right, then. We're good, then.
Okay. Trombone Shorty is going to perform America the Beautiful.
Okay.
And then
Lettucey. Yes.
Is going to sing Lift Every Voice and Sing.
So beautiful.
So there you go.
Beautiful voice. Okay, that's who was on the TV yesterday. Lettucey. I was like, I know her. I know she, but okay, that's who's on. Okay, so we got that part about it, and there was one more thing. The halftime show. He's bringing out
SZA.
That's it, right?
As far as I know.
Okay. He's the only one they've hinted
at. Yeah, maybe there'll be a guest appearance. Okay. You'd have to think you'd find a guest appearance in New Orleans.
You would think so, but I mean.
With how mad everybody. Remember in Atlanta, everyone was so mad, and then they were all right, we'll bring out Outkast. They brought out Big Boy and a Cadillac.
Wayne said he wasn't going to be there. He already told us. Please bring out Boosie.
That'd be fine.
I mean, I know Boosie from Baton Rouge, so yeah, bring out Boosie.
Yeah.
Or bring out, let Manny Fresh come out there.
Bring out Juvenile. Bring out Juvenile.
Bring out. Let Manny make one. Let Manny make an appearance.
Yeah, Manny comes out with some turntables.
Yes.
And then Juvenile comes out and does.
Don't.
That would be incredible. That would be incredible. That would bring the house down.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, Cash Money taking over for the 99 and the 2000s.
That would be absolutely. Because there's just all people of our generation just have to hear that.
That's it.
Don't.
doom, doom, and then people lose their minds.
Yes.
You could play that at an office meeting.
Yes. And then everybody would.
Shareholders
meeting. If we went there and turned it up in Mike's room, in Mike's office, Mike would stand up.
He would.
Oh!
And then we'd all look around and be like, just
don't. Don't.
Yeah, that's all you need. Dude, if they did that, like whatever Kendrick's going to do and SZA comes out, and then like maybe like they drop the lights, whatever, have like one violin player out there, or maybe a symphony. I don't know, because I've heard that song performed with a symphony orchestra before, and it's incredible.
Yes.
You just hear that go, man, the place would go nuts. That would be a huge moment.
It would go hard.
They got it. Oh, come on. Don't leave us hanging on that.
Yeah.
Okay? He's gonna do Not Like Us, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
I haven't heard that confirmed or denied at this point, but I mean,
I don't
say
why it would not be done.
Yeah, it's the biggest song of the year. Yeah, like it's
going to be done. Yeah. And I'll tell you who else is. It was only a matter of time, and you saw it leading up to what's going on now with him. Like, Kanye back on being Kanye. He's losing it again on Twitter. So he must got a new album dropping.
Okay.
He must got a new album dropping.
Yeah, his lady showed up naked to the Grammys.
Yeah, and now
he's on Twitter.
He's on Twitter ranting. So, Kanye got an album. Kanye got an album dropping pretty soon. Because I'm like, damn, Ye, what? I don't follow him, but everybody keep on getting retweeted on my thing.
Yeah, I get the little.
Yeah, like, what?
I don't know if you can call them highlights, but I'm getting the snippets of what he's doing.
No, oh,
good.
Oh, I know Boosie got to be approved to leave the state. So, my bad. Right. I didn't know.
We see him all the time at Hawks games.
That's what I'm saying. Hit me another night.
Because we got 92.9 The Game Night coming up in like a month or so. Mm-hmm. Last year we were there for 92.9 The Game
his
Night.
His ass was on his damn court.
I dapped him up. Me and Boosie had a moment. We shared, we bonded, I think you could probably say. I think he probably remembers it just like I do.
I'm pretty sure he does.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he does.
When
he sees you on the court again this year.
Oh, Bunk, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, what up, Bunk?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to remember you.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, okay.
He was definitely like taken aback. He was like, who's this guy?
Yeah, okay.
I was a big fan.
Did you really shake his hand?
Of course.
Did you walk up to him and like, hey?
Yeah, I went, what's up?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Got a nice big dap, back slap, all that.
Because Samson saw him. Samson's like, Dad. That's Boosie. I was like, yeah. And I kept it moving.
I'm a fan of Boosie's music. I wanted to go say what's up.
But you like went over there and actually approached him and shook his hand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean,
there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not afraid.
All right.
I was down there as a celebrity too.
Yeah.
That was just celebrity to celebrity.
I mean,
we
as big in the city as he is. You know what I'm saying? Okay. We're just big in the city as he is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the big speaking of big, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Well, you know, the Hawks is just playing for the future, basically. When you look at the trade, you go, and Johnson.
Do you think
Risha Shea and Johnson are the guys that they need to develop?
They don't even have their number one pick. That goes to San Antonio next year.
No, I'm talking
they're
about
gonna be, but I'm just saying, they're going to be in the lottery. They've lost like 8-9 in a row. And that pick goes to the San Antonio Spurs. So how can they be playing for the future
in terms of playing Risha Shea and playing Johnson more?
Man, you don't do that. That was stupid.
That's what they're doing.
Come on,
that's
man.
What's going to happen.
Hey, listen, we better damn GMs tonight.
Yeah, unfortunately, playing Johnson more is over for the season.
Yes.
Which is why as soon as the Jalen Johnson injury happened, we said, well, now this season becomes Zachary Risha Shea development. Fast forward. I mean, he gets more. He's going to get more touches. He's hopefully going to, featured. I don't know what you say, but hopefully you can sort of fast track some of the development that might have taken a little bit longer if the team was truly contending for a playoff spot or top six or whatever. That's over.
Yeah.
We came in and said as much the day after the Jalen Johnson injury. They yesterday said as much by doing what they did.
Yeah.
That was a team telling you that this season's over.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you trade. A guy who's a sixth man of the year candidate, try to get what you can for him, sell high, sort of stuff like that. I wouldn't have traded him for that. I would have traded him.
Yeah.
I said, been saying it for a month. You should definitely try to trade DeAndre Hunter. His value's never been higher. It might never be higher.
Right.
But I wouldn't have taken that. If that was the best I could do, I would just kept him and hoped he kept playing like that and try to trade him in the offseason, something like that.
Well, I mean, I think when you make these moves, first of all, the accounting, as you said, is where it needs to be.
Right.
And you're telling me that you're going to clear all this space for this summer to go after somebody. You need to go after somebody who's worth that amount of money. Not break it up over two guys. No, you need to go get a bona fide starting big. All right. And we know who the guy, everybody's telling me, Miles Turner. if somebody else becomes available. They need to get a big that can that people can feel.
And if that's what happens, like if ultimately that's what happens this summer, because that's what yesterday was. Like, let's, you know, they moved some pieces around and all that. They sold high on DeAndre Hunter. They didn't get much back for him. Like, the frustration that Hawks fans felt yesterday is completely reasonable.
Yes.
Completely reasonable.
Yes.
I don't, it did, that didn't teach me anything. All it did was reconfirm what I knew and have felt for a long time, which is, you know, the accounting portion of things.
Yeah.
Every year they're going to get under the tax. They're going to do it every year.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it takes, they're going to do it every year.
So even if they're winning, they're going to do it?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because they've been, they've never been winning
Right.
But they've been winning-ish.
Meaning, okay.
And they still did it.
Yeah.
You
but
know what I mean?
I mean, like, but that's what I'm saying. I just don't believe that they'll do anything.
No, right.
Yeah.
And so that's like, so what yesterday was all that. And so now, you know, you cleared the 23 you were going to owe DeAndre next year, and you cleared the 16 you were going to owe Bogey next year, and Capella will be off the books, and, you know, by the end of the year, Caris LeVert will be off the books, and Bones Highland, who you got, all those guys will be off the books. And you know, who knows, maybe you make some more moves to clear
some
money.
You're going to have the space to get one of those guys.
So if they go get Miles Turner and spend that money, then we'll look back on this trade deadline and be like, all right.
Yeah, they did that.
That was actually, savvy.
But Andy, if they sit around like they did with that little exception they had for John Collins, then it'd be the same old thing.
Which is what I expect to happen.
But yeah, so I but I think that, you know, but when we look at the core of this team, you got the three guys, and I obviously Trey is the head of it. But you look at Risha Shea, his development. Jalen Johnson, staying damn healthy. And then, obviously, the continuous development of Dyson Daniels. That's their four guys right there. And they got to add to that. But, I mean, they need to add an all-star level player to that. They need to. That's what they need to do. I think Okongwu is fine. But if they can upgrade, which I think they should, they need to. They need to upgrade and get them a big that can do a lot of things. Like, Okongwu, we saw his range. He had a nice little three-pointer yesterday and everything.
I think he hit three in a game for the first time in his career the other day.
Yeah, they need a guy like Miles.
Yeah.
They need that.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So can they go out there and convince him to come? He's going to be a free agent unless he loves it there so much in Indiana they want to re-up him and all those different things. But he's going to be available.
History would suggest no. and that's the thing. Like, because that really, you know. Like, you can do all you want with the guys they got, and that's fine. Like, I get why you can't just go full on Risha Shea, you know, pumping the ball 25 shots a game. Because if you lose all the games for the rest of the season, it doesn't matter because the Spurs have your pick.
Right.
So there's really no point
in not being good.
Yeah.
So that's why this move, like, to your point, when you make moves like this, it does seem like you're ready. You're gearing up for that.
Yeah.
I mean, this damn team has lost 9 of 10 games.
Right. And that's the thing about the DeAndre Hunter part of it.
Not,
is like,
they're not.
They got worse than what?
Their pick is going to be a good pick for the Spurs.
Nobody had a better week than the Spurs.
Yes.
They got De'Aaron Fox, and they're watching the Hawks implode.
And they're watching the freaking Hawks do this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
It's
this team is going to be a long ass season. I mean, pitchers and catchers, you know, they got 2 days.
Hopefully.
Pitchers and catchers.
Thank God.
Like, it's going to be rough. It's going to be rough for this team.
It is.
It just is.
It has been. It will be.
They're going to have some games
it
where
it most likely will continue.
They're going to have some games, and they might have that tonight against the Bucks. They're going to have some games where we're like, yeah, but for the most part, it's going to be disastrous.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yep. Now you just got to hope Trey doesn't get antsy. Or maybe you hope he does. I don't know. There's a lot of people out there that are like, you know what? They came off the Luka money. Maybe they come off the Trey money and trade him.
I don't see why they won't.
It wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me, would it?
It wouldn't surprise me. The only thing that would surprise me, though, is it's not like great business. Like, he's a guy people like and go to watch and stuff like that. And that's what, I mean, when you're running a business, when you're an accounting firm, essentially, like, you got to have somebody for people to go see.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, playing round.
Yeah.
Sign up for it. Because that's what it's been, and seems like that's what it might be. We'll come back and talk about the Super Bowl, which will be on this radio station on Sunday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a Happy Hour Friday. Hey, if you're out there drinking anything, getting ready for the Super Bowl, maybe you haven't drank it yet. Maybe just have it. You know, you're getting ready for Sunday. You send us a picture. We'll give you a shout out at TBM929 at RandyMac81. Phone lines will be open in 20 minutes as well. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into some Super Bowl conversation in just a minute.
If you are, like I said earlier, if you make it chicken wings, go get them. Yeah. Make sure you go get them, man. I know, like I said, we got mine, but they were slim pickings.
Really?
Yeah, slim pickings a day at Walmart.
What's going on with the chickens and the eggs and all that kind of stuff?
I don't know, but they
supply chain issues.
Something going on with them.
We got some tariffs or something.
The flu thing.
Oh, we got chicken flus.
Yeah, whatever. Bird flu.
Bird flus. Yeah, oh, geez, right.
Because I'm making the lumpia too.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're gonna do a little bit of everything.
You're making it? Interesting. Okay.
All right. But so it's going down. It's going down. But yeah.
Great.
Get you some chicken wings. Make sure you get some eggs if you're making a cake. All right. Because I mean, it's slim pickings. Now they might have reloaded the shelves this morning because I got there so early, so everything was clean. But yeah, man, it's rough out in the street for them chickens.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it's like chicken based products.
Yeah, man.
It's hard times right now.
Yeah, hard times.
Do you think they'll be charging more at like chicken places, like wing spots, and be charging more probably?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, probably. Hey, remember that happened a couple years ago?
Waffle House done went up.
Is that right?
They say they're charging 50 cents more per egg, but my thought on this whole situation was, can you really even tell what you're being charged for at Waffle House?
Yeah, you go in one day.
They still chicken scratch out these
you order
tickets.
The same thing the next day, it's a different price.
Different price, and you can't even tell what it says. Nowhere on there does it say All-Star Special. It just says scribble, scribble, scrabble, $10.50.
I know, but it's great because it's so inexpensive that it's like, whatever.
Nobody cares.
I don't care. I'm not going to question.
Nobody cares.
I don't need an itemized receipt. That was cheap enough.
Yeah. It's still good. The food, like the consistency of Waffle House's food is just so amazingly just great.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
Nine out of ten.
That the price was reasonable. I had some in-meal entertainment. Something weird happened on the other side of the restaurant, which was funny to watch, and we're good to go.
Have you ever seen a Waffle House fight?
Never seen a fight. I've seen multiple arguments.
Okay.
But when I first moved here, we were doing a lot of like 2 a.m. Waffle House meals, you know? And that's, I think, a lot of times when stuff happens,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I've seen
people a little liquored up, get in there,
yeah, I've seen a few parking lot fights. I've never seen the fight in the actual Waffle House where they were throwing stuff.
No, never seen a fight.
But I've seen a couple parking lot. I've seen it get close.
Yeah, and then maybe it did. I was like, all right, let's get out of here.
I'm like, why y'all so mad, dog? They scrambling them.
Yeah, they're just making your eggs.
They're just making eggs.
I never saw anybody get into it with a Waffle House employee.
Right.
It was people getting into it with each other.
Yeah.
Which is like, we don't need to fight in here.
You're at Waffle House, dude.
Yeah, man, we're just trying to have a post-bar little meal. Try to settle the alcohol and make us feel better tomorrow morning.
Smell the bacon, man.
Yeah, how can you fight when there's bacon cooking?
Hey, you know, bacon and egg on two. You know, Texas cheese steak on three. You know, just relax. Yeah. The food's coming, man.
Take a breath.
It is.
Take a breath and it'll smell of bacon. And then you'll relax.
I want some bacon now, Bunk.
I know. Yeah. A lot of bacon talk. How's bacon doing? Bacon prices okay?
Yeah, the swine ain't getting the flu.
It's good for bacon.
The swine ain't getting the flu.
Egg prices up?
Good for bacon.
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, I was like, I looked that up right there.
I don't know if that's true or not.
It could be.
I'll just double up on the bacon. I don't need any eggs if you're charging me for it.
What the hell do I need eggs for when I got bacon?
Yeah, it's all protein. We're good to go. Oh. It's like how the Spurs are excited about the Hawks.
Yeah.
Pigs are excited about the chickens. In this metaphor or comparison, the Spurs are the pigs and the Hawks are the chickens.
Well, you know that Super Bowl game is on
What came
Sunday.
First, the chicken or the egg?
That Super Bowl is on Sunday. And I don't know where to go from there.
Let's talk about the Super Bowl.
The eggs or the chicken. I ride with you, dog. That's right. The eggs are the Hawks, right?
So the Chiefs have gone 18 straight games without allowing an opposing running back to go over 100 yards.
Yes.
That's a long time.
That's a long ass
That's
time.
A whole season and a playoff game.
Yes.
Saquon Barkley is obviously incredibly good. That feels like a key. That feels like a key that kind of is going to determine who wins this football game on Sunday evening.
I think the biggest thing with people play the Chiefs, and when we talk about the Ravens and the Bills and other teams, they get away from what they do because it's the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they overthink it.
They overthink it because it's the Chiefs. Saquon Barkley, you wrote him, stay with it.
You have to.
You got to stay with it.
Even if they seem like they have an answer early.
You got to stay with it.
You got to stay with it.
That's the biggest thing. That's the biggest
Trust
thing
him.
When people get into games against the Chiefs. A lot of times they go away from the best thing they do. And the best thing the Eagles do is they run the football. They run the football with Saquon, that big offensive line. So they need to get out early. Because the one thing the Chiefs want to do is make this a Jalen has a drop back to beat this game. Mm-hmm. Not saying that he can't, but I think that's what the Chiefs want.
But they want to see it.
They want to see it. They want to see him having to deal with whatever Spags is going to throw at him, mm-hmm. as far as bringing blitzers and different pressures and all those different things. They want to see if he can deal with that. I think they want to play. I'm talking about the Chiefs defense. They want to play as little man to man as they have to, because of the run, and because you don't want to get AJ Brown and Devontae Smith and these guys one on one. You don't want to do that. If you're the Eagles defensively.
Can the Eagles win the game if Saquon doesn't have over 100 yards rushing? Just to go back to that stat of them doing – if they do it 19 straight times,
okay.
If they hold Saquon under 100 yards,
okay.
Can the Eagles beat them?
Well, if that's the case, then –
because then Jalen's going to have to –
Jalen's going to have to throw the ball well.
And then that leads to Spags being able to do all the creative stuff he wants to do with blitzes.
But more importantly, Jalen's going to have to run it good.
Well, because
what they like to do is if they're going to do that zone read or whatever – if you're trying to slow down Barkley, them ends are going to have to crash. Now, the biggest thing with those ends crashing is that the linebackers are going to have to play it perfect as far as playing the quarterback run, quarterback pool.
I guess the question is more kind of about both of them then, right? Like, if they're able to limit Saquon, but Jalen goes over 100 yards, right? Mm-hmm. And the Eagles, as a rushing attack, have something like 150 rushing yards or 175 rushing yards, whatever, because Jalen Hurts is able to be the guy that carries the bulk of the load, then sure, that's fine. That doesn't really matter that much. But if the Chiefs are able to just neutralize their rushing attack, period, like say combined they don't go over 100
yards. Oh, then it's going to be a long night.
Yeah, then Jalen's going to have to have a great game throwing.
Jalen's going to have a big game throwing the football.
Which I think he can do.
Yeah, like, I don't understand what he did.
Remember when they lost to him last time, he had the best game ever.
He threw 300 yards.
Yeah, for a team, a guy that lost the Super Bowl or whatever, like he had an absolutely incredible performance. And he seems like he's healthy, so he probably will be able to run the ball too, like we just talked about. But, yeah, I don't know. I get that that's probably what you want to do. I think that's more about Saquon and wanting to take him out than saying Jalen can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that being the game plan. But let's see if Jalen can beat us.
But the thing with it is you got to get to Saquon because it's a gang tackle thing, but it's also you can't give that itty-bitty. We talked about it yesterday and earlier today. You can't be out of your damn gap. You know what I mean? Because he's such a patient runner, and he has one cut to the house ability.
Yeah, that's why I like the Chiefs' potential to do it, though, is because – obviously, they're very talented defensively, but they're also just so smart. Like they don't gamble.
Very well coached.
They don't do that stuff that got Washington in so much trouble last week, where you got a linebacker just going rogue, like to hell with it. I'm making the play. I'm shooting that gap right there. It's like, no, man, that's not your assignment. Saquon saw it, spin move, touchdown.
First play of the game.
Yeah, exactly.
First play of the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, first play of the game for the Eagles.
Yeah.
But I mean, and that's the thing right there.
The Chiefs don't do that.
Can the Eagles get turnovers? Can the Eagles get turnovers? It's very vital for them to steal a possession away from Pat. You know, and because, you know, the biggest thing with Andy and Spags and those dudes is you give them the extra week to prepare, man.
Eagles are 8-0 in turnover ratio in the playoffs. They've created eight. Mm-hmm. They've turned it over zero times. Yeah. That has to continue.
That has to be right. That has to be right there. And I think, you know, one of the biggest things in these big games, we talk about the Chiefs, can they run the football? Can they find a way to get Pacheco mm-hmm. and Hunt and these guys going mm-hmm. to kind of, you know, make the Eagles have to respect it?
Yeah. That's going to be interesting to see how they do it, too. Get creative with it.
Yeah, and then go back to what Abe's MVP of Isaiah, can he make a big play?
Xavier Worthy.
Can he make a big play in this game? Kelsey's going to do Kelsey things. I think that if they're talking about matching him up with somebody – like Reed or somebody, I think that's a good matchup for the Chiefs. I'm sorry, not Reed, but what's my guy name? Chauncey Gardner.
Okay.
If you can match him up with Kelsey, I think that's a good matchup because Kelsey's not as sudden as he once was. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be a great matchup for him. But Patrick Mahomes in late games uses his legs. And I'm going to tell you what the first play is, they're going to run a lot. If it's 4th-and-1 or if it's 3rd-and-1 or something, they're going to run the damn loop pass with Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Where he's going to fake the run.
Or P-run.
Yeah.
And the exact gonna, same play they fake, ran.
They're going to run into the right. They're going to run into the right flat.
Yeah.
And either Pat can throw it or he can run it.
Yeah.
That's going to be the short yardage call.
They ran it twice on that final drive against the Bills.
That is going to be
the play. And it won them the game.
That's going to be the play, Andy. All right? They're going to run some kind of like that, or they're going to run the eight sneak with the back. But that's the play they're going to run.
Can they
keep Patrick Mahomes from using his legs?
Yeah. Such a big if.
Yes.
If they do that, they'll probably win the game because that's so much of what they do late to keep the game alive and win them. Can I just tell you, I want a great game, obviously. Right. I don't really care who wins. I think the Chiefs are going to win, but I want to see a great game.
I think the Chiefs win.
Can I just tell you it's not my number one, but it's up there. My wish for this game.
What's that?
I just don't want a questionable call in the fourth quarter.
I understand.
I really don't want one. Like, the last thing anybody needs is any more of this garbage nonsense on Monday about the NFL being rigged and fixed and all that crap. Like, just hopefully clean, no penalties.
Yes.
Or if there is a penalty, call it. You know what I mean? Because sometimes the no penalty is actually the thing that people complain about because the Chiefs get away with murder in terms of holding and keeping Patrick Mahomes up. Just a well-officiated football game is all I want. It's all I ask for. Because I don't want to talk about any of that stuff. We're not going to talk about it. But I don't want people DMing me videos from NFL conspiracy theorists. And just a quick PSA.
Yes.
Just because T.O. says it.
I don't give a damn.
Doesn't necessarily make it true.
I don't give a damn. All right? And I know you listed. Don't send me that bull crap.
Just because T.O. says it.
T.O. said it. I don't give a damn.
Doesn't necessarily mean that it's fact.
The NFL does not benefit from it. All right,
NFL's not rigged, but I really just
whatever.
The last thing we need is any more ammo for those folks because there's so many of them. There's so many of those folks. Just a well-officiated, well-played, clean, competitive football game on Sunday evening.
I got the Chiefs.
That's all we need. I got the Chiefs too. I think it's gonna be a good one though.
I hope it's a good one.
I think it's like 27-25, something like that. 27-24, close, late.
22-19.
Oh, a little lower scoring. You like the under? I guess we both took the under. What is the over-under?
It was 48.5.
Okay. I guess I picked the over.
31-27.
You like the over, too. Let me pick the under since I picked the under. 24-21? 27-21? We'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. Happy Hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We had a person on the text, or not text line, on Twitter make the joke that you could actually buy a chicken for less than you can get eggs for. Not a joke, actually. Not a joke. I went to buylivepoultry.com, or sorry, mypetchicken.com, live poultry. You can get a baby chick, an Easter egger for $2.99.
Yep.
You get the Green Queen Easter Egger for $4.50.
Mm-hmm.
Black Copper Marons, I don't know what you say, $6.25.
Mm-hmm.
Barred Plymouth Rock Chicken, $2.99.
Which one of them got the best taste in eggs?
I don't know, man.
They're all chicken eggs. Probably taste the same.
I would
kind of like
so.
All cows.
I would think so, right?
But like the most expensive one here is $13.
A chicken?
For a chicken.
Is it fully grown?
It's a baby chick, but it'll grow.
Wow.
It'll grow up. You can raise it from
But so could the $3 chicken
from Young. Yeah, I don't know which. I don't know what the difference is in price, scarcity or something like that. But anyway, yeah, you could. This is all bad information that I shouldn't be saying into the radio on the off chance that my wife is listening right now.
She wants chickens.
She's going to be at Home Depot buying chicken wire and stuff to build a coop right now.
And you're going to have to clean it.
And probably build it. and probably do all the stuff. All right. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Man, Andy, Randy.
Uh-oh.
Man, listen.
What the hell you done did, Mo?
I ain't do nothing, bro. I ain't do nothing. Wife, we wanted Mexican yesterday, right?
We had Mexican yesterday. What a coincidence.
Man, I'm big on if I can cook it at home and I feel like it's going to taste better, then I'm cooking at home. We're not going out to eat.
Fair enough.
So, cooked Mexican yesterday, right? Mexican turned out great. She wanted to go all in, though. So, I hit a blender crank up. Boom. That means margarita's going down. Mm. So, she come in with the margarita, with the Corona turned over upside down.
Hell yeah.
Which I've had one before.
Hell yeah.
I've had one before. So, I started drinking it. And something just don't taste right. I'm like, what you put in here? She get that little laugh. Oh, Lord. She didn't put a little liquid THC in it.
Oh,
man, when I tell you, both of our stomachs are toe up like Kirk Cousins' contract should be. I tell her, never again. Please, never again. But my question for you guys, since we just had the Hall of Fame inductees, give me 3 inductees for the Food Hall of Fame for the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. Okay, like Super Bowl spread Food Hall of Fame. I was wondering where we were going. That's like a wild margarita.
Yes.
That's going to get you there twice.
Yes.
I've never done that before.
I don't want to do that.
Me either. I just the tequila and the Corona.
We drink those on a weekly basis. Tara and I go to Taco Tuesday every Tuesday.
Right.
Almost.
But just the Corona and tequila.
A Margarita or a Corona Rita, whatever places call it.
Right.
Right.
But they're not throwing THC in it.
No, and Mo, that's not what upset your stomach. It was probably the Mexican food and the tequila.
I
guarantee it wasn't the THC.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, Margarita. It's a margarita with a beer. She gets it on the rocks. I get them frozen.
Yeah, no, it's great. Those are awesome.
I get them frozen.
I mean, it's like having a beer and a shot.
They're good.
Yeah, pretty much.
Same buzz.
But yeah, wings, dip.
What dip, though? What's the number one? I know we kind of talked dip yesterday.
Buffalo. My wife's
so
buffalo.
Good.
My wife's buffalo
chicken dip. So good.
Yes.
Is there a bad dip? I heard them talking dip this morning on the morning show. Is there a dip that isn't good? Because, like, there's people that don't like artichokes or spinach, but like artichoke spinach dip. That's good.
I love spinach. I don't like artichoke.
I like them both, but like there's people that probably don't eat spinach or artichokes any other time of the year.
Right.
But then the spinach artichoke dip comes out and they can't get enough. They're just scooping because it's delicious. The buffalo chicken dip is good. 7-layer dip is good.
Yes.
Is there a bad dip? What's the one where you melt all the cheese and put like beef in it?
Rotel.
God, that's good.
If you put Rotel tomatoes in it.
That's good.
That's
God,
fantastic.
That's good. So
Rotel's great.
It's also good. So they're all good dips.
I love it.
Cody is in Gainesville. Hey, Cody.
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, as Atlanta Falcons and Atlanta Hawks fans, I think we all need them THC margaritas. Make us feel good.
It's been a tough week, man. It's been a tough week.
Got 2 questions for y'all. The first one is, when y'all ready to cook up some meats and get to it on the grill, do y'all just go to like Publix, Kroger, Costco, or do y'all go hit up a butcher shop or, you know, something like that? And the second question is, are y'all still doing the podcast? And if so, what's the name of it? Where can I find it?
We are doing the podcast on a daily basis. It's called Off the Cuff. Now, here's the thing. We post it in the exact same spot that we post the Andy and Randy podcast. So it's all there for you. It's just bonus content every single day.
Mm-hmm.
We talked today. What did we talk about on the podcast today?
Today's podcast is appropriately titled, Has Anyone Ever Won a Twitter Argument?
Oh, yeah. It's about that.
It'll launch at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. It's about that sort of thing.
All kinds of stuff, though.
But yeah, we cuss and stuff.
Yes.
And,
talked about the Super Bowl. Talked about the MVPs and Hall of Famers.
Yeah. It's an endless source of entertainment. With profanity.
Yes.
And it's on there every single day. But you find it where you find the Andy and Randy podcast, which is the Odyssey app, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is that you get your podcast, it's available there.
Yeah.
Because every podcast outlet's like, damn, we got
to
get a piece of
that. You do have to subscribe, though. So you have to like it or whatever to have it sent to you. Now, you can go there and find it in all those places every day if you want. But if you go onto the app and like it, it'll just pop up.
What was the first one? What did he ask first?
Like, do we go to butchers? I have nothing.
Where you go to get your meat?
I have nothing against butchers at all. I will never go to one.
Why?
Because I don't. I'm not. I would feel I would lose myself.
I
Yes.
That sentence was tough, though.
I would lose myself.
Like, I have nothing against him, but I'll never go to one.
No, because, like, we go to the butcher shop all the time for the Great Father's Day. Buckhead Butcher Shop is freaking awesome. But I would be way bougie.
I'll tell you why I don't go to them.
Why?
Because they're expensive. Like, because it's crazy. Like, no offense. Like, that place is great.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to, you know.
It's a great place, but.
I'm not dropping that kind of money
but that's the thing about it. It's not
a steak.
I just don't want to feel like I'm uppity.
Yeah, I guess the Conworth is saying the same thing.
Yeah.
But, like, I just, you know.
The guy in Kroger on the other side of the counter, also a butcher.
He's a butcher.
Yeah.
He's a professional butcher.
Yeah.
And he'll butcher you up some meat.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's already pre-wrapped right there for you.
Yeah, man. I don't, like me, I don't.
I got nothing against those places except for the fact that I'm not going to pay the
prices. When I'm grilling, how I had that thing smacked up, I don't even matter where it's from. It don't matter where it's from. I will always say this, and I ain't ashamed to say it. I don't care. Because I've had the most expensive steaks in the world, and I've had the cheap ones. I can't tell no damn difference once it's cooked.
I don't me either. If I cook it.
I don't look at marble. Look at this marble of the steak right here. I don't give a damn about that.
I know how to
cut
cook a steak.
Cut that thing up and let go.
And if I cook it, it's good.
Yeah. I had a homie who was a meat snob too. Oh, Ray, you see this texture right? You see that white line right there on there? I'm like, can you shut the hell up and cook it? shut the hell up and cook the damn steak.
Speaking of that, sort of, I heard the funniest story about a former coworker of ours, maybe even former boss of ours, who he was at an event. It was at a state. It was at a butcher. They were doing an event at a butcher, broadcast from a butcher, and they were preparing the meat for people. Like, it was like people could come, whatever, pay ticket. All the talent was there having steaks and all that kind of stuff. And they got to him and they were like, "Hey, how do you want yours prepared?" And he said, "You know what? Just throw two raw in a bag. I'm gonna take them home."
Yeah,
it's like. No, man, we're cooking them.
Yeah.
We're cooking steaks for people.
Right.
It's not really. No. I'll take mine raw and take it home with me.
Yeah. Cheap ass.
It's absolutely crazy behavior. Yeah. But I believe it. All right. Sam's in Marietta. What's up, Sam? Costco, by the way. Costco meat section is very good.
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey. What's up? Derek's in Covington. Hey, Derek.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
I enjoy you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thanks,
I listen to y'all every day on the way to work. I got a comment I want to make. It's going to sound crazy, but I picked Philly to beat Kansas City 21-17.
Why is that crazy?
And well, it's crazy because a lot of my friends think I'm crazy when I'm picking it. You know, I'm looking at the defense side, and I think Philly's defense is going to overwhelm Kansas City. I also think that Jalen Hurts and Saquon is going to have over 160 rushing yards combined.
Okay.
Actually, the Kansas City. And I think Jalen's going to throw over 150.
Okay.
I think we may see an interception or two, at least one by Mahomes.
Did you hear anything crazy in there?
Derek, I'm still trying to figure out where you're crazy at.
That was all perfectly reasonable, Derek.
That's a reasonable thing.
Well, I'm glad y'all wish y'all was my friends.
We are your friends, Derek. We are your friends.
Thank y'all.
You said you listen to us every single day, and we're awesome. You're awesome,
appreciate
Derek.
It, man. Have a good day, man.
You're awesome.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, there's. I mean, it's two really good teams.
Yeah.
Playing against each other.
Yeah, I don't see.
If the Eagles won 21 now, if the Eagles win 21-17. I do think some of what, again, like he explained it so reasonably.
Yes.
I think that Saquon and Jalen would have to combine for a lot of rushing yards, mm-hmm. which would lead to using the clock a lot. And I do think Mahomes or the Chiefs in general would have to turn the ball over a couple of times. But if that happens, 21-17 is not out of the question at all, given both of these defenses and how great they are.
Yeah.
Derek.
Pretty good, Derek.
Not crazy. Not crazy at all. Ray is somewhere on Earth. Hey, Ray.
Ray.
Or maybe he isn't. Maybe he's nowhere. DJ is in Grayson. What's up, DJ?
Hey, happy Friday, gentlemen.
Back at you.
All right on. A two-part question for you guys. All right. Randy, you're a football player, and I know you're an avid golfer. Randy, if you were about to win the Super Bowl on the final play, what would that play be? And who would you want to announce that call for you?
Nice.
It could
nice.
Be Stuart Stafford, ESPN, or
good question.
Jackson, nice. Anybody.
Yeah. Okay.
And Andy, for you golf.
Okay.
You about to win the Masters on the 18th hole with a birdie.
Okay.
Who would you want? How would you want that call to go? And who would you want to make that call?
Oh, jeez. Thank you, DJ.
I mean, like, okay. Like Spider 2 Y Banana, you know, something like that.
Okay.
Whatever. Who would I want
yeah,
to call?
Yeah, who's on the call? Who do you want to be calling the victory?
Oh, man. I love Keith Jackson.
Yeah.
That's still one of my favorite calls. He called to say, we told you about this fresh earth from Fort Valley, Georgia.
I've never heard it.
I rewinded so many times.
I've heard you do it. I want to hear it.
Oh, dude. And we told
we
you
should about, get that. Should be a part of some imaging on the show.
We told
if we
you
can
about
find
the
it.
Freshman from Fort Valley, Georgia.
That's
oh,
so
my God.
Cool.
I just wind it back
God,
all the time.
That's cool. Keith Jackson's such a yes. legend. Man, I mean, I would want Nance, obviously. I mean, Nance is the, you know, Nance is the voice of Augusta. I would like it to be a long putt, you know, so there's some drama.
Yes.
Like, remember when Phil won it the first time and you got that rear view and then he did, like, the one-inch vertical when he celebrated? I would want that so it's kind of winding. You don't know. The crowd's, like, rising in unison and building up, and then everyone goes absolutely ape blank when it goes in. As far as the call, I mean, that's Nance's department,
yeah.
right? Like,
yeah.
Bunker, I don't know, Bunk from...
Bunker.
We're going to rename it Bunker Cabin, something like that.
Bunker, here he is, Bunker on 18, coming out of the bunker.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I got to chip in. Exactly. That's what it is. I got to chip in for birdie
yes.
from the greenside bunker.
Yes.
Like bunker from the bunker,
bunker
for the green jacket.
Bunker
yes.
for the bunker.
Exactly. God, that would be electric. That would be electric. Not a day goes by where I don't dream about winning the Masters.
I believe that also.
No, that is true.
Yeah, I believe that.
I don't think, I mean, it is true. It is true. You know what I realized about myself that I think is probably weird? Because we had a question the other day about something you do that's weird. When I'm walking down any hallway, or if I'm walking outside and there's like a big tree, or like really in a lot of different situations in life, I'm thinking about if I could hit a golf shot in there. Like, every single time I walk down the hallway there, that long hallway to get here,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, if I put a 3-iron back in my stance and really kind of... could I hit the far wall without hitting either of the sides or the ceiling?
Yeah.
And I'd really like to try sometime. But I'm constantly,
that's
like, thinking about... Yeah, it's pretty weird, right?
No, I mean, I figured out what the weird thing I do. The weird thing I do is tell my wife off at 4 o'clock in the morning when I'm downstairs by myself.
You think about what you should have said?
Yeah, I'll be thinking about what I should. No, woman, because I don't want to. That's why. And I'd be like, saying it to myself, knowing damn well, like, okay, make sure she sleep.
Oh, you really do actually say it out loud?
Yeah.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, like, if I don't want to do something, because one thing about me, Andy, y'all know this, I'm not going to do anything I don't want to do, because I'm not going to ask you to do something for me that you don't want to do.
Fair enough.
Yeah, all right?
Reasonable.
So,
golden rule.
Yeah, and so when it comes to, like, especially something that she wants to do with her people, her, you know, her side of the, with her friends or whatever, and I don't want to do it, and she gets the attitude with me, so I'll be like, so I come and I say, no, I don't want to go, because I never have a good time with them, and that's how I be talking to myself. That's why. I still end up going, but I got to get the point of, yeah, I don't want to go with them. I don't have no good times.
You know,
the husbands don't know football. All they want to talk about is some crap that I don't know. I don't like the garden. All right.
You know what you should do?
Yes.
Is make her start doing stuff she doesn't want to do.
But she wants to do everything.
Oh, that's the hard part. She's just kind of down.
Yeah,
like, she's like, oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, she wants to do everything. I told her, that's her favorite line. You don't want to do anything. It's not that I don't want to do anything. I don't do everything. It's a difference.
That's a great
point. It's a difference.
No, it's just that I don't want to do everything.
It's a difference.
And you do. All right,
yeah.
Let's get the takeaways
it's
of the day.
It's a difference.
Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up the show.
Who knew that Martin Luther King was the first doctor?
He was. The first doctor. And the first president.
Yes.
We got a Levert from Cleveland. But maybe not the most exciting Levert from Cleveland.
Hey, here they go.
There
they
go again.
Woo! There will be a moment in the next coming months where Georges Nyang will get you excited. And
it's going to happen.
When Randy has his meat smacked up, you can't tell where it's from.
Oh, man. Everybody have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll talk to you probably a little hungover. You will be too on Monday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.